The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Last year's Rugby World Cup didn't quite go as planned, with Ireland being beaten by the All Blacks in the quarterfinal. But this summer, Ireland will be hosting the Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup, and the Irish teams will be hoping they can do much, much better. It's a wonderful initiative that promotes inclusion and equality in sport. And two of the people involved are Alan Crockwell and James Healy, who are here this morning. Good morning, fellas, and thanks for coming in to see us.
Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Ryan.
What? Let's get straight down to business, Alan, about a little bit about yourself, because you're a co-founder of the first Mixed Ability Rugby team in Ireland.
Yes.
So why would you do such a thing?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering why.
Go on.
In a good way. My day job, I work with Cope Foundation.
Oh yeah.
So I'm disability services manager, and look, I suppose there's always kind of an idea of how do you get people more involved in community or in sport.
Sure.
And how do you do that? And it's something that I'm very passionate about, you know, letting people have the opportunity. You know, without providing the opportunity, you won't see anybody's ability.
Mm.
So that's very important. And I read an article in Rugby World magazine 2014, and as one of my co-founders, Liam Marr, would say, BC, before Cropwell, life began after that, and Mixed Ability Rugby was born out of that. I knew he was involved with Sunday as Well Rugby Club at the time, and I went to him and I said, look, what do you think of this? Liam was also training for swimming the English Channel at the time, so this was in before we were getting in for a swimming session. Swimming is my main sport.
Okay.
So it was like, what do you think of this? And so he went to it and he brought it to the committee, and you know what, without hesitation, which to my surprise, you know, they just said, this seems like the right thing to do, let's just do it. That was 2014. 13 guys turned out Friday night. We now have about a roster of about 60 players.
Great, great.
Maeve, our coach's nightmare, but like we'll handle that one.
It's a good news story, yeah, even
massive.
If it's hard work for Maeve,
yeah,
and the gang. And what is a mixed ability rugby team, in practice?
Okay, so just think about rugby.
Yeah.
All right? And first thing that comes to mind, I suppose, for most people will be obviously the Six Nations and the professional game. But that's the 1%. The 99% of us just want to play social sport, and that's essentially what it is. It doesn't discriminate against disability or ability. The fact that if you kick the ball up high in the air to me, Ryan, I probably won't catch it.
That's for sure.
It'll bounce off me somewhere.
Yeah, likewise.
You'd be perfect.
Sure, as I often said, I retired from rugby at the age of 8 and became a post when they needed me sometimes.
So, similar experience, but now I'm back playing.
So on the team, you've got all comers, really.
Yeah, so look, the whole idea is it's about not categorizing people, not labeling people.
Good.
So it differs in terms of, so, you know, okay, with disability sports, you know, there are options around, you know, Special Olympics and Paralympics. And then we just found, we hit on this, there is an appetite for people just to be involved in sport. And also really, really, what really surprised me is people coming back to the game, who may have retired or little time, or who've lost interest in the game, coming back into the sport just because it's more of a recreational or a social avenue for them. And like, it is competitive and we do play to the game, but like one of the main adaptations is uncontested scrums, you know.
Yes.
And that's just really because most of us aren't able to scrum or want to. So like essentially, mixed ability movement is about kind of activity, getting involved in activity, having fun, and having no barriers, just letting it open to everybody. And the magic really happens because you have people from all walks of life, all abilities, just coming together to play the game of three halves.
Half one, first half.
Yeah.
Half two, second half.
You
half
can
three.
This question,
James, let's bring you into the mix here. What's the third half?
Into the garden.
Oh, the 19th hole.
Yeah, well, that's if Connie opens it up then.
So, okay, James, the defense. Yeah. James, let's talk to you. How did you get involved in all of this, please?
Alan came to myself and my buddy Danny. He's taller than me.
So, Paul O'Connell and Stringer.
That's what you guys are like, hanging out together.
Yeah.
And when the suggestion was made, do you fancy playing rugby, James? How did you feel about that?
I thought no, because I was scared first. So I said to Alan, would he say it to my mum and dad first? Because when I was small, I had kind of an accident. I fell out at home. I fell out the top window.
How old were you?
I was 3 years of age.
Oh,
and I was on the life support machine for 21 days. And the doctors and the nurses wanted to knock the life support machine, But my mother or father and family wouldn't leave him because they knew I was going to live. And I was born to play rugby.
You were meant to be hanging around here. I think that's the truth out of that story. And the rugby part of it then, when Alan approached your parents and said, can James play with us? Were you nervous of their answer?
Yeah, I was nervous.
What were you worried about?
I was afraid of them in case they say no.
I think I was more nervous of something than you were, to be honest.
And what did we now know. Obviously, the parents said yes.
Yeah.
So what position are you playing these days?
At the very start, I was playing on the wing. But then I went to the coach then and I said, could I change my position? Because out in the wing, I wasn't getting enough ball. But now I'm in as a hooker now, in front row, so I'm getting enough ball.
So you're right in the middle of it. Yeah, you look now stocky enough to be in the scrum now, I have to say. You don't look like a winger at all. In fact, I have to say, Alan, you look more like a winger than anything else.
Yeah, 15 and 8.
Yeah, okay.
I'm now promoted or demoted.
Okay, so you can be fullback, wings, scrum half.
I'm putting the forwards so they can just be shoved around broad places. I'm happy enough with that.
What's the training like, James?
Very hard.
Is it? How often do you train every week?
Well, we train Tuesdays and Fridays in Musgrave Park on Fridays and in Silver Springs Inn on Tuesdays.
And you've been involved in the Special Olympics?
I have before.
Have you won medals?
I have.
In what?
Basketball.
So how does basketball compare to rugby then, or which do you prefer?
I prefer rugby because I get more opportunities, you know, with rugby than I did with basketball.
And do you have a memory on the pitch that is the most glorious favourite memory of them all?
For rugby?
Yeah.
When I was the first ever man of the match of the first tournament.
Congratulations.
That's pretty no mean feat, I have to say.
Congratulations to you on that. What do you do when you're not playing rugby? What's your week like? What do you get up to?
I hang out with my family and friends and that.
Sure. And do you do a bit of work as well?
Yeah, I'm working out in Vicar's Road in Co-op there in QDS.
Yeah.
And another part time then I'm over across the road in the garage in Circle K.
And if I was to pull into Murphy's Carriage in my car, what would you be able to do for me?
I'd probably put in petrol for you, or else I might give your car a wash.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
No, his partner in crime, Danny, is over there too.
So. Is this the Paul O'Connell?
Yeah, he'll wash the roof and James will wash the wheels.
So you got Paul O'Connell washing the roof and James. Peter Stringer washing the wheels.
Yeah.
So he's still like upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah.
The doors will just be a bit stripy, that's all. Like, you don't mind that.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
You are good. Yeah. Okay, I like to hear that. Because when we were in UCC last week, actually, we met some of your friends from Cope in the coffee shop there.
So yeah, that would be one of my other projects.
Is it?
Yeah. I wear many hats. So Roots coffee shop, you know, we're trying to just promote kind of get people into the real workplace and workplace and get skills, you know, learned up so that people can actually move on into.
You know, everyone brings something different to the table.
Yeah.
And if we don't share the table, well, how are we going to know
exactly
what everyone has in life? Yeah. What can they bring to our world? And that's why if we replace table with pitch, what you're doing is you're doing the right thing. And to start with 13, to currently have about 40 or thereabouts, suggests that this has traction. People want this to happen in the world.
And like, it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, it's 6 years in the making. You know, at the very start, I suppose you're walking people into a situation that they don't know anything about. And if you look at the RFU and, you know, trying to get the backing of them initially was you know, it was a process. We had to walk with them because this was ridiculous, ludicrous. You're putting people who are vulnerable onto a pitch to play a contact sport.
Yes.
What are you at? You know, they'll get hurt. You know, they're not able for it.
Health and safety.
And that is one of the big things around kind of... you know, if you have a barrier or disability, eventually you're going to become an Excel sheet, you know, and that's what's going to happen to you unless there's people out there that will actually provide the opportunity so people can show what they can do. And I suppose that's what drives me, and it has driven me to where we are at. I know it's great to have the backing of the RFU for this tournament, and great to say that they are looking at employing an interview for a disability inclusion officer for rugby, and to promote all parts of the game.
Isn't that a great development? Yeah. I mean, that
very
just
proud of
opens
that.
Doors then. Yeah. And other also leading from the front, leading by example, means that other sporting disciplines will say, we need that.
Yeah.
We need to be doing that.
This is exactly what we're like. We've a tournament coming up in June, the 7th to the 12th.
This is going to be huge.
It's people have no idea.
How Tell big us about this it. Is. The Mixed Ability Rugby World Cup.
So, the Mixed Ability World Cup, it's a tournament for mixed ability rugby teams from all around the world. So, there's 28 teams coming. And for the first time ever, four of them teams will be women's teams. This is the first women's tournament to be hosted at IMART 2020.
14 countries?
14 countries, about 1,000 players.
Great.
You know, you're talking from as far away as Argentina, Ecuador, all the home nations, you know, so it's going to be fun. Most of them we know anyway, or we've met them at some stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of travel involved.
Yeah, we've had a lot of...
James, have you travelled about the place, James? What countries did you like to go to?
Would have been to England, Italy, Wales, Belgium, Spain, Galway, Dublin... Belfast.
So that's abroad from when you're from Cork. That's
Dublin is like another country in some ways. Yeah. What was your favourite country outside Ireland?
It's hard to say.
But you've got this. This is back to what we were saying earlier on, an opportunity to travel in a way that you mightn't have before. What are you looking forward to about the World Cup?
Trying to win back our title again.
Who are you trying to win it off?
The Argentinians.
Yeah. Do you think you can do it this time?
I say so.
If you keep those cars, I mean, who needs the gym? Like, that's a lot of muscle being built up there, I'm sure, to keep that going and to win it back. It's all happening on the 7th to the 12th of June in 2020, taking place in a few venues?
Yeah, Irish Independent Park will be the main venue for the matches, but we'll also be hosting a conference in UCC that'll be kind of showcasing mixed ability and how we can transfer this model across sports, but also into what we're finding is the business community. This is, you know, everybody's talking, the buzzword is inclusion.
Good.
But the people who know all about it are sitting here in front of you. And we've been in plenty of businesses.
Are they responding well?
Yeah. Like, I mean, they really, you know, they understand that we actually are the leaders in this. It's the field that's going to run the boardroom, really, in terms of that. So the response is very good in terms of their diversity and inclusion policies. And, you know, so we're hoping and we're championing that. We have some headline speakers, you know, like the likes of Ian McKinley, John Flynn from HSBC, around ex-CEO. So it'll be a great lift for organisations to come in and come to that conference. Also, we have exhibition events, you know, rowing and boxing and a sport called kinball, which you wouldn't be very familiar.
No, not
it's
at
like
all.
A big beach ball that has to be brought from one place to another by having everybody's hands on it.
Still be rubbish at that. Yeah. It's like pass the ball.
And again, like it's this is something that's going to attract a lot of people, a lot of interest. Right. You know, we've managed to secure funding from Europe. So it's part funding, so you know we still have a gap to close, so if anybody's out there wants to close it,
how would they help you close it?
imartworldcup.org.
imart worldcup.org. And just a business, particularly in the Cork area,
anywhere,
you'll take it anywhere.
The James and Alan show will do any inclusion training with anybody at any stage.
Well, I've enjoyed your show. Now, are you going to be scoring some tries and maybe man of the match again, James?
Made a mistake on the very first one.
Go on.
I was running so fast that I ended up running over the ball line.
So enthusiastic.
Yeah, okay. That was against the clan.
But you know what? If you're going to do that once, the great thing about that is you'll know not to do it again.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay.
Well, there'll be a court fine if you do it again.
Fellas, it's been great to see you both. We'll keep an eye on it. And we'll make sure we'll keep everyone posted as to when it's on, a bit closer
to the
time.
To come down.
Well, if I'm in that zone, in that part of town, I'd be more than happy to come along and support.
We'll get you a coffee too from
that. Well, from my old pals there. I'd like that very much. Thank you very much. Alan Crocker, lovely to meet you.
Thank you, right.
James Healy, superstar and rugby legend. Nice to see you and thanks for coming to see us this morning.
You.
All right. The text number is always 51. 551.